This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. When I say Taco Bell, you think what? Quick and easy carbs to fill up a growing teenage boy? Well, that's what comes to my mind, I admit. But the fast food chain rolled out a new menu today. It's burritos and salad bowls with black beans, cilantro rice, and other things fresh. And it sounds a lot like the slightly more upscale Chipotle chain. Susan Vallett visited Taco Bell's headquarters in Irvine, California, to check out the new corporate recipe.
The Taco Bell test kitchen looks exactly like what you'll find at a Taco Bell restaurant. The counter's filled with containers of beans, guacamole, and cheese.
We start with, this is our new cilantro rice.
Rene Picciotti is the head of product development here. The idea for the gourmet menu started a few years ago after the restaurant surveyed customers and found many people equated Taco Bell with the old adage, taco smell.
Our customers said we weren't as relevant as we could be.
Greg Creed is the CEO of Taco Bell.
There's a group of our customers that really love us. We sell great tasting food that doesn't cost a lot. But there were people who said, you know what, I used to love Taco Bell when I was in college, but it's no longer as relevant as it could be.
Fast food giants like McDonald's and Wendy's have already introduced gourmet items on their menus.
Well, everybody is looking to kind of grab a hold of the fast casual customer, which is kind of considered the step up to fast food. It's going to have higher premium quality ingredients.
Nancy Luna writes the fast food maven blog for the Orange County Register newspaper. She says Taco Bell is the latest to go gourmet, with its cantina menu items that all cost about $5 or less.
And that's what fast food is gravitating to. Everyone's a little bit more savvy about the type of food that they eat, so they need to step up.
But is Taco Bell essentially copying its fast casual competitor, Chipotle? Luna thinks so, and so did a lot of her readers who came to a special Taco Bell menu tasting.
Many of them couldn't help but make the comparison to Chipotle, as it has seasoned white rice, black beans, corn salsa, you know, sounds familiar. And a lot of them loved the flavor profiles. They thought it was better.
Taco Bell beating Chipotle in a taste test? That's right. Nancy Luna says Chipotle is exactly the kind of market Taco Bell's going after.
I mean, their still main customer is going to be the young, hungry male who wants that quesadilla or that crispy taco at midnight. But this one, they might get, you know, a 30-something woman who wants a salad, wants something light.
At a nearby Chipotle, Ken Watanabe eats a salad with beans and cilantro rice. I show him a picture of the new Taco Bell offerings that look similar to the bowl in front of him.
I mean, I may try it if I'm desperate.
Watanabe says the new Taco Bell menu probably won't draw him in.
The way that they do their food here is a lot better versus Taco Bell.
Taco Bell hopes to change that perception, one gourmet meal at a time. In Irvine, California, I'm Susan Vallett for Marketplace.